Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear.
Nice little shimmy of the glass across the table there.
I know, I felt very rock and roll.
He necked it, he shimmies it across the table, and it can mean only one thing. Here we are for another episode of Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting.
Yes, I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
I'm Matthew. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Ooh. So, house meeting is when we get together, chew the fat, throw ideas at each other, and see...
And glasses.
And glasses, and see what sticks.
And this week, let me tell you... Religion was the topic of the day.
Time travel and religion.
We're not afraid, guys, to tackle the big topics. Want to know about time travel? So do we. Can someone please tell us about it? Because we've got no clue, as will be apparent during this episode.
Absolutely. In fact, we realise we don't know much about anything.
Yet. Yeah. Unfortunately, what you're listening to is three guys. I mean, you know already. You've already heard this. If this is your first episode, welcome. But if it isn't, which I'm guessing it isn't, you know we don't know anything, guys. You knew what you got yourselves in for here.
And here is the living proof.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
I'm peckish, man.
Oh, yes.
Add a little banana. It's keeping me going.
Yeah, that's what you need, isn't it? That's got all the energy you need to run a marathon.
What? One banana?
A banana and a half is all you need for a run a marathon, apparently.
Well, and if you eat seven bananas, you could die from too much potassium.
Is that true?
Apparently so.
No way.
Or nine. Seven or nine. One of the two. Eight, you're fine.
I'd say...
Eight's the sweet spot, but seven or nine.
Ten?
Oh, great. Yeah,
ten's good.
It's seven or nine.
Ten strong.
Seven or nine bananas and you're out.
Do you mean 79 bananas?
So, am I ever read it? It's actually 7,019. I just read it wrong. No, I think something like nine bananas is too many bananas.
Wow.
And you could actually die from potassium overdose.
So I've heard.
I don't like that at all.
I mean, I don't know if it's true, but...
Well, there's only one way to find out.
We have to have a flat... Oh. Isn't it something like we're not supposed to eat bananas either? Because we're not... It's not from our continent.
Oh, is that...
Someone else loaded that onto me the other day as well, saying, like, in terms of, like, indigenous eating, and, like, we're not actually... Our digestive, the white person's digestive system isn't as well equipped to handle bananas, and we shouldn't really be going at it.
How are you going at it with a banana?
Well, they obviously saw me eating it and thought, this guy's doing it all wrong.
Because that's it, isn't it? They do say that that, like, what your ancestors ate... determines, like, you know, how you are today. That's why I'm short, because, you know, the potato famine. So, that's also because my mum's short. That's the main reason. So there's got to be something in that. So what does that leave us with, though, as not wishing to get to Brexit, but as, you know, people of this isle?
Yeah.
What does it leave us to actually eat?
A good apple crumble.
A good apple crumble,
actually. You can run a marathon. On a crumble and a half.
Just don't have nine crumbles.
Oh, nine crumbles.
Deadly.
You will actually crumble. Yeah. That's what happens.
Your insides crumble away.
A crumble feels like someone fucked up and played a blinder.
Necessity is the mother of invention. That's what they say, isn't
like,
it?
When you look at the first apple crumble, that's someone who's botched a pie and gone, fucking hell. And then, like, sort of people have been like, this is insanely good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what's also, the design on a crumble is kind of like...
Also, whoever came up with the term humble pie It should be Humble Crumble, shouldn't it?
Humble Crumble?
Someone's eating Humble Crumble.
Someone's eating Humble Crumble.
That's way better.
Humble Crumble, I like a tremendous amount.
Someone who made the first crumble, it was a, I think it's a botched pie.
Do you think it would...
It's hot on the heels of a pie. Someone's breaking through pies.
What is the... I mean, I'm no chef here. What is the top of a crumble? Because it's not pastry, is it?
No.
Breadcrumbs?
Breadcrumbs, isn't it?
So maybe
breadcrumbs and sugar?
Yeah,
biscuit,
yeah.
Bit of biscuit sugar. Crumbs? Biscuit crumbs?
Flour and sugar.
Wait, hang on a sec.
Yes, yes.
Corsham knows.
Flour biscuit. And sugar.
Biscuit.
Biscuits.
Biscuits.
Butter. We're getting, by the way, if you think we've gone insane, producer Emma is shouting at us through a piece of glass that we can't actually
this
hear.
This should
her.
Be the cookery show, right here.
What cookery show?
We should pitch a cookery show.
This is what we've been talking about.
That's how we
someone
get
who
on
knows
telly.
Has no idea what they're, so they just get a picture of the food and you go, here's what it is. And then you just go like, you've got a load of ingredients, just try and get as close as you can to that thing.
That's a great idea for a show.
Here's what it's called.
What's yes.
That? Not even a picture.
So you just say, look, you're making Toad in the Hole.
Yeah, but okay, hang on. Here's the problem with this. You need people who have no frame of reference.
Us.
On yeah. Food.
Yeah. Toad in the Hole, I do know, actually. It's sausages in batter. Yeah. But how am I making batter? I don't think
biscuits, I imagine.
Biscuits.
All of our dishes are coming out.
Biscuits and butter.
All of our dishes are coming out biscuits.
I'm crumbling up a biscuit. That's the first step of any recipe. Crumbling up a biscuit into my garlic while I'm cooking. Do you do that? Do you eat so much while you're cooking that when it comes to eat the dinner, you're not that bothered about it anymore?
No.
Well, no, I'm quite good at that.
I just drink.
Do you drink when you
rock
Keith
Floyd?
Just too
drunk to...
Too drunk to be bothered to eat.
Yeah.
Just go out on the town, go on the Raz.
Just order a kebab instead.
What's your speciality dish, Clarky?
I would say spag bol.
Is it?
Yeah, do a good spaghetti bolognese.
What's the secret?
I don't know, like making it nice.
Oh.
make it nice.
You got to make
bit
it
of,
nice.
Bit of port in the sauce. Always nice.
Port's good. Yeah, I know you stick about half a bottle of red wine in there. Bit of chocolate, maybe some chili flakes.
Yeah.
If you're cooking, oh no, I was going to say.
Oh God, don't worry.
Oh no.
I like this already.
I was going to say, is pork cooked wine? But it isn't.
Well, sorry, yeah, can I retract my? I like this already. Is port cooked wine?
It feels like port's kind of like a reduced wine.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
So I was just going to say like. Save on the port, just cook with red wine for longer. But I don't think that works.
That said, I don't really know what port is. Fermented wine?
Stronger wine, isn't it?
Stronger I mean, wine.
We just don't know what anything is today, do we?
I wouldn't just put it on today. That's superfluous, that today. We don't know what anything is.
We don't know what anything is.
Why have we taken it upon ourselves to broadcast to people? But yeah. We don't know a fucking thing.
I think that's our USP, isn't it? It's just...
Exactly.
Listen to three guys who just haven't got the bloody foggiest and make you feel a bit better about yourself because you'd be like, well, I knew what that was.
Yeah.
I know what a crumble is, mate.
We're the lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
That's
we're the scum of the earth is what we're the goddamn dirt on people's shoes.
We have no transferable skills into a real world situation. That's our problem. As that Vampire Weekend lyric off their latest album, Oh Christ, Am I Good for Nothing? I listened to that and I was like, that's my fear.
You're
turfed out into the world. What you got? You know, podcast in the jungle.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? Where you're, like, I often think about this. If I was, okay, how about this one? If you were to go back in time.
Yes.
To like, I don't know, the medieval age. I don't know. Of course. I don't know. Sure.
I was going to go back to your careers interview at school. If you get to like dress up and disguise yourself as your own careers advisor.
Oh, wow.
And then you're in there. What would you say to yourself? That's what I was just thinking.
Oh, man.
That's let's pursue
Clarkie's idea of we're going back to medieval times.
You're going back to medieval times.
Okay, yeah,
what
great.
What knowledge would you be able to impart? Would you be able to show them anything and be like, check this out?
Oh, yeah. You could tell them that cleanliness was directly related to disease.
Godliness?
Oh. Godliness, yes. I just have a bunch of aphorisms, actually, yeah. I'd say a stitch in time saves nine.
Who was that man?
Let's kill him. You could tell them, because that was a big breakthrough, wasn't it? That washing your hands was directly related to...
What outfit would you choose to arrive in medieval times to most freak them out?
To most freak them out?
Yeah. I'd arrive as a cricket player. Because they'd be like, what the fuck's going on?
With the mask
with
on.
With the pads.
Oh, you look like a warrior from the future.
And I'd have exactly. I'd have the white pads on, the white tray, all in white. They'd think I'm like God.
Yeah, because there's not really...
Blue helmet, just in case they throw veg at me. And a cricket bat for obvious reasons.
Just in case. So you can bat the veg away?
Yeah. So you'd invent cricket?
No.
Oh, right.
I'd keep it completely separate from the sport. I was thinking the other day about the cricket outfit. Like, what a great outfit, man. Just walking around in those pads all day and your helmet. You must feel great.
You'll get a lot of people asking you about cricket. If you're not willing to talk about the one-day international,
yeah,
then
but not
I don't
in the that's why I'm back in the medieval times.
I like the outfit. I don't know the baggage around it. I'm going to go to a time predating cricket.
Yeah. And like just be like, who am I?
Oh, who am I? Why would you start with asking who you were? Wouldn't you? Isn't surely if you're showing up in the cricket whites, you want to be saying, I am he who dresses this way.
No, that's true.
You know, rather than you saying,
that's what you say in the mirror every morning before you leave the house, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. As I'm putting on my underpants.
I am he who dresses this way.
Who dresses this way. You know, sometimes when you get to our age in life, you need absolutes.
Yes.
And sometimes someone says to you, "Who are you?" You're a very nebulous thing. So if you can focus down on one thing and just say, "I am he who dresses this way, there is absolutely no dispute.
Exactly. And like a lot of people will do other things like look in the mirror and say to yourself, you're beautiful, you're strong,
well, I can't do
you're
that.
Capable of anything.
But I can't do that.
What you can do is you can look in the mirror and say, I am he who dresses this way. And you can absolutely believe that.
it's a hell of a mantra.
You can go to town on that.
Do you know what I've started saying? I've started saying it to myself when I'm naked.
Whoa.
Just to confuse myself. Just to throw myself off the scent.
You don't need to do this.
I am he who dresses this way. A little question mark at the end.
And your eyes get lower down your body. I am he who dresses this way.
Why would my eyes go lower down my body?
you're scanning down.
They're sliding down your face.
Sorry, I thought you meant like Adler Partland.
No. Not like Arnie at the end of Total Recall. You're not like.
My eyes aren't sort of slowly drifting downwards. As in physically.
You've just opened the Ark of the Covenant.
You're checking yourself out.
I haven't done like a Pan's Labyrinth.
No, well, depends what you mean by it. Is that something, is that a move?
It's a movie. I am he who has eyeballs on my palms.
What was the thing? What was the thing that you, like when you're naked, you said like you're doing a goat or shit like that when you were a kid at school?
When you were naked, you did a goat?
Yeah. No. Like it'd be like a move.
You didn't even grow up in the countryside. Like, you've got no excuse.
You grab your balls. I can pull it over your knob, and that's called a cheesy hedgehog or some shit.
Like, I've never heard.
You never have these kind of things.
Can I just say I've never heard any of this?
Like, that's not what it was. I'm just giving that as an example.
A cheesy hedgehog.
You'd be like, do the old goat burger or something. And
goat
like,
burger.
You tuck your knob under your balls, and then you
are
put
you
your
confusing
knees together,
your life with the
like goat or
with
something.
The successful touring show Puppetry of the Penis.
Well, no, like on a playground level, there was always
what
that, like,
is going on?
Wait,
no one.
This is actually
naked on a playground pulling your balls.
No,
I've had a memory.
Oh, no.
Back to me. And this is not a memory I hope to dredge up. But this is,
you were naked on a playground doing the goat burger.
I am he who is bullied this way. I remember a kid, and I'll do front names only. But Neil,
you know who you are, Neil.
Yeah, Neil.
All right, I'm going to change his name. Terry.
Neil Terry.
Oh my goodness. John Terry's son.
Makes sense.
I sat across from him in primary school, and he would often say, look under the desk, and he would pull his shorts to one side, and then he had an incredibly, incredibly purple bell end, and he would like do all kinds of stuff like turning his knob, basically looking like he's turning his knob inside out.
What?
And he'd give them all names. He'd be like, hey, check this one out, Matthew. Cannonball Run. And
here we go.
And then he'd pop his knob inside out.
This is what we're talking about.
This is strong stuff from Neil. Thank you, mate.
That's it.
But it's you know, when you're a little kid, about. It's like when you're a very small child.
You call him
it's
Neil because that's what he does. Neil, watch this.
In fact, that might not have been his name. Now I think about it, it might just been a command. But yeah, that's when you're a child.
Yeah,
it's non-sexual, isn't it? The body is just a thing of to discover. You know,
it's a different time.
I wasn't. You know, Neil and I weren't lovers. That came later, but. But he was just the man who exposed himself this way. Well, the child, you know, it was a wild time.
Exposes myself this way.
Yeah, let's not drill down too deeply into that one. But anyway, so when were you doing this, Parry? You weren't exposing yourself at school.
I wasn't Neil. I was you. In that story,
you're the man who dresses this way.
I was the man who was exposed to this way. Yes, like you know, I'm saying like there were always people who come in and be like, you know, this is the walking.
They burst into the classroom, guys. You need to hear about the cannonball.
Have
run.
You done the walking pineapple or whatever it is?
Your phrases conjure up. At least with the cannonball run, it's fairly obvious what's going on. He made his dick look like Burt Reynolds.
Is that a real moustache?
Not yet. Give me a few years.
Cowboy hat.
It was Burt Reynolds slapping Dom DeLuise round the face.
House meeting. Is having subtitles on a foreign film cheating?
House meeting.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
So let's move aside those conversations. Well,
let's move aside.
Let's play that crossbow. Yeah, pop under the table for a second.
Which way do you dress? I am he who dresses to the left. What outfit would you choose to arrive back in medieval times wearing?
Oh, that's what we were talking about. Sorry.
Oh, oh there we go.
Think about impact.
Oh, I tell you what. Sequins would be good.
Oh. You could dress like a sequin.
Wear a turban. No, I think a sequins is a good call.
Rocket Man.
Yeah, that would really blow their minds.
Show up in
it?
Like a sequins jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm just trying not to get burnt as a witch. That's quite a key thing,
well,
isn't it?
The thing is, then you just dress like someone from medieval times. You've got to be like, I'm going to blow their minds.
You know what I would dress as?
Go on.
A monk. Because basically...
Can't get more medieval than a monk.
So medieval. Most people were monks in medieval times. Don't at us. Most people were monks in medieval times. And they commanded respect.
Isn't it weird that monks, like, sartorially speaking, stopped... Very early doors.
They're basically the Amish of the religion world.
They could have done a lot more with being a monk, couldn't they? Like, in terms of how you dress.
What you want is... You
they
know,
kind of
you
thought,
Jeff,
this is us.
You remember when Jeff Banks redesigned the Cub Scout uniform?
Exactly.
This is what you need. You need to get someone, a cool fashion designer now.
Well, or like a football strip. Every couple of years, you release a new monk outfit, and it's like, oh, I can't wait to see what the monk's going to do this year.
What are the monks? What's the monk's away kit going to be like?
And there's like a little video to announce what the monks are doing. There's a show in Paris or something.
And there's transfer deadline day.
Who are they going to be sponsored by this year?
Who are the monks sponsored by?
Doritos. Who knew?
I mean, why not?
Like, imagine if Nike came out and were like, we've got the nuns.
We've got the nuns.
Do you know what I mean?
they hold it a ransom.
Nike were like, the nuns have signed on the dotted line.
The slogan now is, don't do it.
We take care of the nuns.
But we've still got the, yeah. So, right, Nike, you've got the nuns.
Yeah.
Someone a bit more.
Kappa.
Kappa have got, what, so you've got like those trousers that pop at the sides.
The monks.
They've got the... The Kappa poppers.
Yeah.
For the monks.
That makes sense, because they could be like gowns and then you could popper them up for the evening and go out on the town.
Go out partying. Monks on the town.
This is capitalism, isn't it? But like, it's fun.
It's capitalism.
It's capitalism. but that's the thing about capitalism. The reason it's so successful is because people like it.
Yeah.
That's the problem. You know, that's the reason. Yeah. The reason that socialism is not such a big roaring success, and is that, in fact, you know, seen as quite threatening by sort of top capitalist fat cats, is that it requires a lot of goodness to come from within. Whereas capitalism is, and it's long term reward as opposed to short term reward. Capitalism is all short term reward.
Right.
But that said, it doesn't mean that monks can't dress nicely.
Exactly. Monks just want to look good, man.
There's lots of positives. There's lots of positives to capitalism.
And also, I think monks, it make them more popular. Like, if you've got school kids dressing as monks because it's cool, then they're likely to go on and be a monk.
Do you think monks are on the decline?
It feels like they're on the decline. When was the last time you saw a monk? Whereas you go back to the 80s, monks all over the high street.
Very fashionable. You could hardly move for monks.
Exactly.
What do you think to the tonsure?
Like white dog mess. Just don't see him anymore.
Just don't see it anymore. What do you think to the tonsure haircut?
I don't know what the tonsure haircut is. Is it the bald
on top?
Yeah, the bald on top, the ring of hair around.
They stuck with Paris it for too long. They stuck with it for too long.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
What's the reasoning behind shaving the top of the head? Is it to get you closer to God?
I imagine it's something to do with kind of letting God in. Letting God in the top of your head.
That feels too... That feels too basic, doesn't it?
I do not think it's that.
What is it then?
Don't know. I think it's to do with lack of vanity. I think, how you start...
No, so it's like a deliberately stupid haircut.
No. Lack of vanity is a big part of like, because that's why nuns wear the habit.
Yeah.
And they all have, like, if you've ever seen a nun without her habit on, they often have quite a severe, a perfunctory haircut.
Yeah.
So I guess...
Simplicity... Close to godliness.
Uniformity.
But it could be Clark's idea that it's a sunroof for God. That might be it.
Do you know
that
what?
Might be it, actually.
I believe, yeah, no, I actually genuinely...
That might be the one.
You know when you hear a stupid thing that's said out loud?
Pop, pop.
Sorry, Clarky. But I actually genuinely did think I genuinely thought that's what it was, Clarky. So I'm on your side, but now I hear it out loud.
But the thing is with doing it as like a lack of vanity thing, it's actually quite a high... It looks like quite a high maintenance cut, doesn't it?
You're not only
cutting the top of your hair, you're cutting the bottom of it. You're doing a pincer movement on your hair.
Are you not just
from the middle and up from the bottom?
How do you cut hair so that it doesn't all just fall out? Like, surely, how do you get the perfect circle where it's not?
I don't.
Is it a halo?
Is it a halo?
I don't think so.
You think it's just the answer you gave originally?
I do. I'm going to stick with my original answer, yeah. I think so.
I feel like I'm giving great answers left, right and centre here.
I mean, it could be either of those things. I just don't think it is. I mean, I'm not going to take away your rights to do it. I think you've got to keep on firing out the gold. By all means.
So damning.
I'm just not going to agree with it.
No, and fair enough.
You know, and that is my...
That is your God-given right.
My God-given right. Through the top of my head. Due to my massive bald spot.
I've always wondered why you're such a godly man.
I do feel a lot closer to God than you two.
You do seem like you're closer.
Thank you.
Firstly, you're taller. You're taller than me.
Yeah. Balder.
You're balder than me. And that's all we need, really. I mean, that's it, isn't it? When did you stop going to church?
Good question.
What year?
When I was about, I'd go around the late 90s.
I think I was still going when I went to university.
I think you were as well.
Yeah.
But, and I'd occasionally dip in.
Yeah. Dip in and really. People would be like, oh my God, a monk.
Yeah.
A monk shown up.
A cricketing monk? You're wasting your time, everyone. Lend me some money.
Why is that your run up to lend me some money? You're wasting your time.
Alms.
Because everyone's gonna. It's just before collection.
I tell you what, you really have been wasting your time recently, not giving me money.
Parry thought a student loan was just going into Paces and asking for money.
Guys, seriously, Barclays, you're wasting your time. Give me some money.
Give me some money.
Give me some cash.
I am the man who dresses this way. You're wasting your time. Give me some money. You went through uni as a Christian. Is that what you're saying?
I went through the first year of uni as a Christian, I think. Yeah.
Whoa.
That's the thing I think. I was saying like that, that's easy. If you turn up in the Middle Ages, right?
Yeah, the medieval times or yes. the Middle Ages or a combination of the two, the Middle Evil.
The Middle Evil Ages. The Middle Ages, which is the bit in between.
Sure.
You turn up in the Medieval Ages.
Yeah.
Dressed as a cricketer.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that's going to give you enough clout to cancel religion?
No.
Because that's what I think we should try and do. I think if you're travelling back in time,
one of the best things
you could do is get rid of religion. That's what I would think. I think out of all the things I would deign to do,
yeah,
I'd probably go for that.
And that's how you'd start. So you think I'd show up, dressed like Jeffrey Boycott.
Yeah,
and
I'd be Jeffed up to the nines.
You'd be Jeffed up to the nines.
Yeah,
showing up as Boycott,
saying boycott religion.
It's
Jeffrey Boycott God is my. That's the message. Jeffrey Boycott God. Jeffrey's bald. He's closer to, you know, he's got the sunroof.
Yeah, he's tall.
He's got the sunroof to God fitted. Do you ever see someone wear a t-shirt that says, it's not a bald spot, it's a solar panel
for a sex drive. Machine. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, I had not seen that.
You haven't seen that? Oh, they were all the rage back in the 80s. Monks, white dog mess.
Those t-shirts.
Yeah, but Jeffrey Boycott God.
Yeah.
Maybe Jeffrey Boycott's the man to do it. We send him back to the medieval ages. He gets rid of God.
With his own particular brand of no-nonsense.
Racism.
Yeah, unfortunately. I think if I was going to do a sort of reverse mission, then I don't think...
You ever done a reverse mission?
Yeah, well, Neil showed me under the table. If I was ever going to do a mission to convince people not to be Christians... I don't think Jeffrey Boycott's going to... And also, I reckon Boycott's in church every Sunday.
Yeah, okay. That's fair enough. Let's not send Jeffrey Boycott.
Let's keep it as you, I'm going as a cricketer.
Jeffrey Boycott God.
Okay.
I arrived dressed as a cricketer into the medieval ages to convince them that religion is dead.
Well, hold on. How are you going to do it? Are you going to kind of try and convince them that you are God?
Well, therein lies the danger.
Right.
Of travelling back in time with God. Like, you're going to arrive looking... Pretty godlike.
Yeah.
Dressed, you certainly will, mate.
Dressed all in white.
Yes.
A very godly colour.
Of course.
I don't know how you're going to arrive, but if it's some sort of time machine, you might arrive in a sort of flash of light. The word's going to spread. This guy who calls himself Jeffrey Boycott, obviously it's you.
Yes.
Has shown up and told us to turn our backs on God.
Yes. Or what do you do? That's the risk, is you either turn your back on God or you say, I am God. Stop doing all your religious stuff. I don't like it. You get to have one big rewrite of the rule books, which is essentially in line with atheism. And then you go.
It's tricky, isn't it?
You essentially kill yourself. God kills himself, basically. God arrives on earth and says, do you know what? Forget this. You're on your own. I'm leaving you. There's no afterlife. Live on earth, love on earth, protect earth. Yeah. Bye, y'all. And everyone will be like, where's he gone and who's that guy?
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen is you're going to arrive back to the present day.
Hello.
With your time machine, and you're going to be a living God. I think that's the unfortunate side effect, but it'll be you.
It'll be the second coming.
Exactly.
Yeah, but then you just go and get work done.
What do you mean go and get work done?
What, like just get a job?
Yeah, you just go, no one will recognise you. You just make sure no one will recognise you.
Was one of us.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I do know what you mean. I just don't know why you want to get rid of religion.
What would you get rid of if you went back to the medieval ages?
Cancer. So.
How?
I go back.
Cancer wasn't around in the medieval
ages. I'd go back.
Ages,
I'd be dressed as Wayne Gretzky, the ice hockey player.
Good choice.
And I would say
very good choice. Good
and I would stuff. Say, all right, guys, it is I who dresses this way,
Wayne Gretzky.
and you'll regret ski getting cancer. Bye.
It is I who Gretzky's this way.
And then I'll just disappear and then I'll go like, oh, yeah, we won't invent that.
We won't invent cancer.
Yeah.
Okay. The interesting one.
All right. It doesn't, listen, it doesn't.
No. Look, I admire your right to say these things. I'm just not going to agree with it. You know, that's how I feel.
But see, this is why.
That's how I feel.
This is why religion can exist, because you can respect people's right to believe in things. But I just think it seems a little bit unfair to go back and go, well, look, no one gets a choice of whether or not they want to be religious.
I demonstrate them something that makes them not want to be religious. I think that's the thing. There's no order coming down the line, is there? Like in my plan, which I'm starting to now think is foolproof.
That's unlike you for a plan of yours.
I am God. Look at me. Right? I pass myself off as God.
I think you're getting into dangerous territory. Yeah. If your plan to abolish religion involves setting yourself up as God.
Yes, but I need to kill yourself. That's my plan.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. You turn up and you say, all right, everyone, because you arrive as a cricketer, they go, you must be God.
Yeah.
You go, I'm God.
We've established that.
The ice hockey thing's
that's
good.
That's fact.
Yeah, yeah.
Clarkey. But yeah, so we'll get to Clarkey soon.
Oh,
so
dear.
You arrive. You say, look, okay. Everyone goes, God, he must be God. And you go, yeah. Okay, I am God.
Okay.
Fair dues. But listen.
You've got me on that one.
I've come down with one message and only one message at all. God is going now. I'm going out. I'm on the way out. You're going to be on your own. There's no afterlife. Don't worship me. So there's no God anymore.
Right.
All that's left is Earth, and you got to protect Earth. You got to love each other. You got to accept one another. There's no kind of the way you live is about something that works for society, not for me.
Right.
Good luck.
For the many, not for
God
the few.
God bless. You're on your own.
God bless. You shoot yourself in the foot there with the last bit.
And then I shoot myself in the foot with a Yorker. I've taken back a fast bowler with me. Jimmy Anderson's running in.
Why? Yeah, the problem is the God bless. But apart from that, the plan is absolutely foolproof.
And then I said, all right, so when I disappear, poof, in a cloud of smoke, you're on your own.
Can I ask you a question about this plan?
Oh, yeah. If a medieval person said that, I'd say no. No questions.
Of course.
This is going to be a minefield.
No,
God's not taking questions today.
God's not taking questions today. Right.
That sounds like a 1975 album.
I think it sounds a little bit more like a kind of young adult fiction novel from the 80s. God's not taking questions today.
Manic Street Preachers album?
Could be. These are all options. Do tweet us at Pappy's Tweets for what you think God's Not Taking Questions Today could be.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
When you leave us a review.
If you leave us a review, tell us what you think God's Not Taking Questions Today, or just get us on Twitter as well.
It could be like the worst tattoo you would see.
God's Not Taking Questions Today is not a bad tattoo, actually.
Where would it be?
Just above my dick. Okay.
So, you're going back dressed as an ice hockey player to get rid of cancer.
I had a question about your plan.
Oh, right. I was trying to move on.
I know you're trying to move on. But listen, right, I played out my scenario. My scenario doesn't work, all right? It doesn't. The Wayne Gretzky curing cancer thing doesn't work. And I tried my best.
You gave it a good go, though.
I made a good fist of it. But unfortunately, it didn't work. Parry, I've got a question to you.
Okay.
So you say you arrived back in medieval Middle Ages, right?
Hello.
Whereabouts?
I don't know.
Ah, you see, that's the problem. You've got to arrive in front of the right people. Because you know who really cared about God? Kings.
Okay.
Because they had the divine right of kings, didn't they? So they had...
Yeah, they wouldn't give it up.
They wouldn't give it up, exactly. So you need to get the people to revolt against... You know, basically the revolution.
I'd pick a really public gathering.
What's a really public gathering? Live Aid.
I'd make sure all the monks are there, all the kings are there.
Yeah.
You know, like the launch of the new monks' range, or whatever it be.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Say if they're doing that, when they're coming out with all the cowls.
Okay, yeah.
And it's sure. Then I'd appear and I'd be like, right, king, listen to me.
That's
monks,
a good point.
Listen to me. Masses, listen to me. And they'd be like, whoa.
It's God.
Check this guy out.
It's Jeffrey Boycott God. So yeah, it'd be the most public event I could think of.
So you're thinking of the town square.
The thing is, though,
it's kind of where I'm going.
Yeah,
the town square. Aren't you just reinventing religion by coming down?
This is what
I'm
I've been
reinventing
saying.
Reinventing religion to destroy religion. Keep going back to that. Which religion has ever destroyed its God? It's the problem with gods. They keep themselves around.
This is like Nietzsche.
If they got out, then we'd be all right.
If they got out.
That's what you need to do. So, Clarkie, you're going back to the medieval ages. You're dressed as a jockey. You arrive.
You're dressed as Willie Carson.
You've arrived back in the medieval ages. You're dressed as a jockey. What's your message?
My
message.
Why
would be,
am I not dressed as a jockey? I'm the smallest one.
Yeah, I know. You bulked up. You did well.
That's true.
No, go on. You can dress as something else.
What would you dress
choose,
as?
You can choose what you dress.
Any sports?
It has to be a sport. You know the rules.
Backstop at baseball.
Oh, okay.
We've all embraced the masks.
Yeah,
definitely the mask. Yeah, we don't want to get recognised. So you
and
show
that
up.
that kind of padded bib.
Yeah, nice. The big. It's like a big shin pad, basically worn on the chest.
Yeah,
yeah, got it.
For just when in case all the they fruit throw something. Yeah. Yeah,
lovely
for the fruit. And
for the fruit, guys.
Yeah, because they're gonna.
You know,
the one thing I know about Middle Ages, medieval times is, guys, they threw fruit.
They threw the fruit.
Those bananas.
I wonder if they threw a pie, right? Hear me out. Pie hits somebody, it lands, they're like, oh, that pie's ruined. Is it, though?
Crumble
or is it
was
the
invented.
First ever crumble?
Is that? And that's
we
what
discovered Clark, how it happened.
And that's what Clarkie's done.
Clarkie went back in time and discovered. So this is amazing.
It's the crumble paradox.
Yes.
How? And look, unless we'd had this chat, Clarkie would have gone back. So it all works.
And let me tell you, that's the way the paradox crumbles.
House meeting.
Can I have a lift? I live in the meeting.
House meeting.
And so, listener dear, that episode is what the Chris de Burr song A Spaceman Came A-Travelling is really about.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who knew?
A little la 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 la. Okay, do this as a bed.
La 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 la.
And if you enjoyed that episode, you can leave us a review, like 24 Matt did. He says, Coldcut's a bit hit and miss. Slamdown's still totally brilliant. Wouldn't give the third option house room. Tad indulgent, chaps. Thank you very much, 24 Matt. I find that hard to stomach.
That is a brilliant review.
That is, I mean, if he listens to today's episode and sees that as a tad indulgent, well, I mean,
how dare he?
He needs to have his break. You know what, mate? Have a few more bananas. I think your potassium levels are running low.
Have about 9 of them, mate.
Did he leave 5 stars?
You know what? He left us 4 stars.
Okay. Oh,
we've lost a star because of this one, but you know what? I loved it.
It's good.
Because he's very, you know what?
It's good to get where we fall.
I don't think we should be encouraging the lukewarm review.
Well, look, if you love the show, then
we encourage honesty.
Yeah, if you, exactly. Please be honest.
Please be honest.
If you love the show, then please get on iTunes, leave us a review. I mean, you know, we can't tell you it's 5 stars, but leave us a 5 stars if you love the show. And what did we ask people to do in the
episode?
Well,
I can tell you now, M89, she. It's basically a point of order. She gives us 5 stars and thank you very much, M89. It says Inkwell Desks. Do you remember we talk about Inkwell Desks? She says Inkwell Desks existed in 1999 in Kent. That's where I went to school, in Orpington. Existed in 1999 in Kent. I had one. I adore. That's the end of the sentence. I adore.
That's lovely.
I love it. And then she says, Pappies, and thanks, producer Emma. So I think there shouldn't have been a full stop there. I think she's just saying, I adore Pappies. But still, I like the fact that she's talking about, I prefer to think that she adores her Inkwell desk.
Yeah.
Those happy memories of her Inkwell desk.
That is what we will invoke.
Absolutely. A simpler time. Unless, of course, you're Matt 24. Slightly more complicated time when you have to skip every third episode.
Well, if you want to leave us a review, 5 stars on iTunes, and tell us this time round what you think. God is not taking any questions today would make a good something.
Yes, that's quite a confusing question to ask. But what, God is not taking any questions today. What does it mean? What's the backstory to it? Put it on our Twitter. Put it on our Facebook, at Pappy's Tweet, Pappy's Flatshare on Facebook, and or find us, obviously, on iTunes and leave your review there.
Support our Patreon. We can't do this without the support of all of our Patreons out there. There'll be a Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call probably at the end of the show.
There certainly will.
And if you're not a member, please go on there and look what you can have. There's lots of bonus footage. There's lots of treats.
Yeah. If you're buying this stuff indulgent, just wait to hear the bonus footage. Yeah, we're going to be at the End of the Road Festival on the 30th of August. So get your tickets now for that.
Yes.
We'll be on the Friday afternoon at midday. And I think we can already confirm that Ivo Graham is our guest for that. We have another guest still to be announced. I think I know who it is, but I can't say just yet because they've not said yes just yet. We'll also be we'll also be at the London Podcast Festival.
We certainly will on the 8th of September, 7 p.m. Please come along, guys. It'll be great.
Please do come along.
And if you're up at the Edinburgh Fringe, I'm doing a solo show that is on at 6 p.m. in the Pleasance Courtyard called Parioki. So please come and have a look.
And if you're taking your kids as well, Tom has a brilliant family show.
Yes, called Kafka for Kids, which is on at 12:30 in the same venue.
Which I saw last year and I absolutely adored it. It was absolutely phenomenal. So please do go along and see that if you have kids. Or even if you don't, I went along. I didn't have any kids. So I had a great time. It's a fantastic show.
Fun for all.
This episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
And please stay tuned for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch.
Please.
Please, guys.
Please be honest about it.
Be honest about it, guys. Guys, for the P.O. Box Neighbourhood Watch roll call. Cheers, everyone.
Bye.
Will you please be upstanding for today's Neighbourhood Watch roll call? Brr, brr, brr.
I can't believe we got Brian Blessed to do the intro to our Neighbourhood Watch roll call.
I once headbutted a unicorn.
Oh, that's one of the one animal you don't want to headbutt, Brian. They can't stand being tickled. Alex Nichols. Yeah, I know.
Meet our biggest fan. It's Jan.
He once bummed a leopard. And I saw it happen. And I was very disappointed with Ben Shepherd. Don't bum a leopard.
For legal reasons, we want to just say that he definitely did.
I saw it happen.
I mean, if he wants to take us to court,
you remember,
we've got some video footage.
I texted you as I was watching it.
I tell you, it's very impressive. He's very fast, isn't he?
He's very fast.
He is very fast.
He's very fast. It's Ben Shepherd.
Oh. You've done Ben Shepherd again.
No. Yeah, I did. We did Ben Shepherd because Parry did it.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, it's my turn. Right, that's right. Sorry.
I was about to do him a third time.
That's what he said.
If I could catch
the leopard.
She always wears a frown. It's Margaret McGowan.
Unfortunately, she's been froze. It's Madeline Rose.
If you're going to go, then Godin. Adam Soden. That concludes possibly the worst.
And final.
Neighbourhood Watch, a roll call.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.